China's political system came about? Well, for most people, the answer is very little. A new book called The Tragedy of Liberation, A History of the Chinese Revolution, claims to be the first detailed history of what happened in 1949. It's based on previously unseen archive material and suggests that there never was a golden era after the revolution. Instead, there was violence and terror from the beginning of the People's Republic. It's been denounced by official historians within China. I spoke to its author, Frank Dakota, who's Professor of Humanities at Hong Kong University, and to Li Jiajiang, who's co-author of China Remembers, a collection of oral histories. And I asked Frank Dakota what he had discovered about the founding of modern China.
The red flag goes up in Beijing in 1949, and the following years are considered not only in China but also abroad as the Golden Age. Before, of course, that awful Great Famine, not to mention the Cultural Revolution. But it turns out that on the basis of very detailed evidence in the party archives themselves, this is very much a period of systematic violence and calculated terror.
On what sort of scale are you talking about?
We're talking about a Soviet-backed conquest, followed by a horrendous land reform in which farmers are forced to turn onto each other and denounce victims, which claims about 2 million people. Then, as Mao starts participating in the Korean War, there is a campaign of terror that claims a further 2 million people with killing targets, where the chairman himself says, go out there and kill one per thousand.
Li Jiajiang, do you accept this view that actually that there was no golden age?
I think the age was probably not as golden as the authority made us to believe, but I don't think it's as bleak as the book suggests. I wrote an oral history and I interviewed many people and I spoke to my family about this period. I think tremendous social progress were made. I'm familiar with what Frank talked about in his book. For example, in the land reform, the redistribution, how the landlords were killed, and some of them probably were just only slightly richer than the average. But I would still say, for example, my grandmother was a prostitute, turned concubine, and her life was just terrible. And she talked about how the 50s was a dark era, but the period before was just desperate.
Her view was that she was saved by the revolution.
In some ways. For example, she learned for the first time to write. Communists organized anti-illiteracy campaign, so she went to night school. And she talked about how before, often you can see dead bodies in the street overnight. The people died from cold and starvation. China was, you know, desperate. It's a country being bullied by foreign power, plagued by civil war, famine. I think the early days of the Chinese Communist Party offered hope for many people.
And Frank Dakota, do you accept that in the early days, they may not have ultimately lived up to their promises, but there was a period where...
No, I don't believe it at all. It's decades of propaganda that we are listening to now. Of course, there were people who benefited from it. There are always people who are beneficiaries. But look at the so-called peasants, supposed to be the backbone of the Communist Party. They're given a plot of land, those who didn't have one, in 1949. By 1952, they have to share their tools. By 1953, the state imposes a grain monopoly, meaning that they have to sell what they produce to the state at state-mandated prices. By 1956, the land is taken back. They've become bondage servants of the state.
What are the records of that time? We hear from you, Li Jiajiang, about your own family's history. And, of course, Frank Dakota, you've managed to get some new records, haven't you? But I wonder what picture they paint of what it was like across the country.
When Deng Zihui, the very man in charge of agriculture, says in 1954, on average, every farmer eats a third less than before 1949, before revolution, I think that's a pretty strong statement. This comes straight from the archives.
Li Jiajiang?
No, I don't think so. I believe that the early days of the 50s, we saw a tremendous social progress. Disease were under control. The inflation were under control. Unemployment were under control. My father got a job in 1952. Before, he said the unemployment was just so common. Many of his friends had no job.
What's interesting is hearing you talk about personal experiences, which is fascinating in itself. But I wonder what evidence there is of how it affected the whole country.
Well, I'm not talking about my family, but also from many people I spoke to. For the first time, many feudal practices were banished, taking concubines, arranged marriages, all these things were banned. Women were given equal rights.
Frank Dakota.
I'm sorry, foot binding was abolished during the late Qing. women had equal rights already in the 1920s and 30s. Arranged marriages were abolished long before 1949.
Li Jiajiang?
No, my grandmother had bound to the feet.
It was abolished. It was your grandmother. Of course she had them. The whole point must be that if a man who is in the countryside has become a servant of the state by 1956, a woman cannot possibly be free.
So Li Jiajiang, there was a golden age as far as you're concerned. How long do you reckon it lasted?
I would say this was not as good as the authority made
Indeed,
us believe.
But it was better than what went before. There was popular support.
At that time, the Chinese Communist Party enjoyed massive support.
Frank Dakota, what's been the reaction to your book in China itself?
I've had many emails so far from people who've been able to read the English edition telling me that they want to tell their stories too. But the key point must be that if there was popular support, why are there so many uprisings already in 1949 and 1950? In East China alone, within the three first months of 1950, 40 popular uprisings and rebellions.
I imagine this will be a discussion that goes on as China's history is fought over. Frank Dakota, Li Jiajiang, thank you both very much.
6 minutes to nine. Now, what does an athlete need?